Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Joining us, author of Eco-Tyranny. He's really drilled into their statements, their activities. New York Times bestseller. He wrote ClimateGate, and his new book is Eco-Tyranny. Brian Sussman's going to be joining us. We sell this book at InfoWarsShop.com. I should add, discounted with a free citizen rule book with every order. But that's a side issue. He is coming up to the balance of the salary. We'll open the phones up to talk about Eco-Tyranny, because that's what they are. And they're brainwashing your kids, you name it. But we will continue with the huge buildup worldwide for collapse and war, which is now becoming more and more of a certainty. It's not a certainty yet, but we are certainly in interesting times, to say the least. Wall Street Journal, I'm going to cover this more again in the third hour. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. Okay, now remember, this is all with cooked numbers. And that's what's so frustrating about all this. They've admitted for over a decade. They always had slightly cooked, but now if you're off the jobless rolls, you've given up, you're living with your parents, or you're on the streets, which is millions of people that are living with family and stuff and just don't have a job or pick up cans or do stuff on the black market. If you take them out, we are in a total depression. And by the way, they have articles today even admitting that. But it's like still Obama and Romney will debate these fake numbers as if, well, 6.3% is better than what 9.3% when I got in. And it's just all made up. Economy adds 163,000 jobs. I listen to local talk radio and they're all debating these numbers. And again, I try to call in and they go, no, we don't want to have you on. Even when I don't even say who I am, I'm like, yes, I'd like to announce that when people are off the rolls, that they're not counting anymore. So unemployment's closer to about 20%. And I can give you top economists, John Williams and others of Shadow Stats. No, thank you. We're not looking for that right now, call-wise. And I understand screening calls makes the show sound better sometimes. You get folks that are really clear and focused, but they always just kind of fit into whatever the fake debate is. It's so canned and frustrating. Economy, again, adds that. Wall Street Journal, 195,000 fewer American jobs in July, 150,000 dropped out of labor force. That's an accurate report out of CNS News, so they break down the fact that it's really a lot less. U.S. unemployment rate, again, it rises to 8.3%. Jobs up, though. That's AP, Reuters, job growth steps up, jobless rate rises 8.3%. So all the same headlines. Reuters, job growth steps up, but jobless rate, same thing. And then I have an article here. Real unemployment rate shows far more jobless, and that's CNBC. I expect CNS News to tell the truth, but CNBC, blind hog found an acorn, broken clocks are right twice a day. While the national unemployment rate paints a grim picture, a look at individual states and their so-called real jobless rate becomes even more troubling. And it goes on to break down the real number. 22.1% in Nevada, California 20.3%. It's more like 30% 2 years ago. Even CBS 60 Minutes did that. Rhode Island 18.3%, and it just goes over the fact that a lot of states have a lot higher. Yeah, but that doesn't even count people that are off the rolls. It only counts unemployment rolls against those that have jobs. Facebook stock crash hoses California tax revenue. And, of course, they invested a bunch of the pension funds in that, too. So now that it's the state of California, which apparently overestimated how much tax revenue it was going to collect from Facebook employees after the IPO. So you got the Facebook employees getting ripped off as well. Facebook growth clouded with dubious accounts. Facebook stock near half off price point. Boy, they sure ripped you off, didn't they, America? The rest of the world. It's just funny. I mean, I told you. He says he's going to rip you off. I mean, he'd rather rip you off and have the whole company fall apart, because wrecking things is what these people do. They hate anybody having anything. They want to destroy everything.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for Truth Seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.
Healthy Hearts Club presents Heart and Body Extract. Supports clean, clear arteries, healthy blood pressure levels, healthy circulation and blood flow, regular heart rate and beat. What if you could avoid heart attacks? What if you could avoid emergency room visits? What if you could avoid surgery? How? With this Heart and Body Extract, 100% organic, no negative side effects, guaranteed to work or your money back. Call now, 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or order online at heartandbody.com. Take the high road to a long and healthy life, 866-295-5305, or heartandbody.com.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest Corn Belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is you can eat at any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
On this Friday transmission, it is the third day of August 2012. On this Friday edition, we'll be back this Sunday live 4 to 6 p.m. Central Time as well, 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific, 3 to 5 Mountain. And we have a really big broadcast lined up for you today. Coming up here in just a few minutes, we're going to get the author of Eco-Tyranny, Brian Sussman, on to look at his book on ClimateGate and what happened there and where the number one threat to liberty is going worldwide. The banker globalist takeover arm uses environmentalism to push all their taxes and their monopoly system of picking winners and losers. This is really their magic little key to bringing in socialism and globalism. That's what Richard N. Haas, the head of the CFR, wrote in 93 for the Club of Rome. You can look this up. He wrote a whole article, and he said, we're going to use a pincer attack, the threat of terrorism to get the right wing to give their rights up, and the environmental situation to take rights with the left. And with those two things, we're going to get everybody. And so that is the basic program there. Then coming up in the next hour, open phones. We'll take some calls later in this hour. We're going to get into the deteriorating situation. Well, you know, it's been close to war a lot. Generals have said no and resigned. Joint Chiefs have resigned. But Dempsey says he's ready to attack Iran with Israel, basically. Iran's putting out its rhetoric about, you know, blowing up the Zionist state and all this stuff. Got those quotes out of Ahmadinejad. The globalists are using jihadi al-Qaeda groups to attack Libya and bring it down and now Syria. I mean, there's wars going on all over the place, proxy wars. But Russia is threatening all sorts of stuff. We have Paul Watson's report from yesterday. In fact, guys, will you re-pull that for me with the Pravda and other Russian Novastat reporting they're putting nukes back in Cuba? I don't know if that's true, but that's big news. You know, there's Russian submarines again off the U.S. coast. They've had their Big Bear aircraft and others with nukes flying into U.S. airspace. That hadn't happened in decades. A lot of craziness going on. We're going to be discussing, including the economy and what's happening there, coming up in the next hour. But we are joined here with, I guess, his maiden visit with us. Or has he been on before? I can't remember. We've had so many great guests. We sell this book, by the way. It's WorldNet Daily Books. Very, very well done. Because, you know, I like to think of myself as an expert on this stuff, but I did read the book a few weeks ago. And it reminded me of so much I'd forgotten, but also learned a lot in here about how they operate. But it is eco-tyranny. That's what it is. And the leaders of it know it's tyranny. It's not about saving the environment. It's about power grabbing. And they want a post-industrial world. He's got the quotes in here, how they want to shut everything down, where only they can operate, just like Obama shutting down hundreds of power plants, power outages everywhere, as we knew would happen. But General Electric got a waiver 2 years ago, and other insiders do. So now they make more money selling more power at higher prices. I mean, it's pure gangsterism, and it's a book everybody should get at InfoWarsShop.com. Our bookstore is everywhere. Eco-tyranny provides a thought-provoking analysis of the origins of the modern-day sustainable movement. Senator James Inhofe, the best champion in the Senate fighting these tyrants, author of The Greatest Hoax. And again, we're carrying both The Greatest Hoax and Eco-Tyranny at InfoWarsShop.com because both of his books are just so powerful. And he joins us now because, I mean, this is one of the biggest threats out there. And they don't care they got caught engaging in fraud. They don't care they got caught saying polar bears couldn't swim. George Soros' White House group, openly run by the former White House transition chief, their Think Progress that says alternative media should be shut down and that my funding should be shut down, wherever that comes from, it comes from sponsors. Kind of crazy, they think. But side issue, they are now in Oklahoma saying, oh, my gosh, look, a photo of melted streetlights. But the article out of Oklahoma that they didn't note over the George Soros outfit was that they were next to a building fire. That's why the glass melted. So, and this is a daily, folks, they say polar bears can't swim. They're the greatest land swimming animal. They've been recorded swimming over 200 miles. Their numbers are up fivefold, the government admits, since the 50s. I mean, they're everywhere. They're basically giant cockroaches, you know, invading areas that aren't even frozen now, stealing food and breaking into things. I mean, I like polar bears. The point is, it's a joke how many of them there are. And again, that's how dumb they think you are. Now Al Gore's putting out stuff showing penguins on a piece of ice in Antarctica, claiming they can't swim or implying that. So the reason we've got our guest with us for the rest of the hour is to go back. I wanted to go back and look at, you know, remind people what happened 3 years ago at Copenhagen. And then now, since then, they've gone more underground. But a lot of times when they go underground, they come back even more vicious. Just like this is a battle call by Joel Klein in the latest Time magazine, the August 6th issue. He says how guns won, why Americans have turned against gun control. But then the whole thing is, oh, you know, you don't need an assault weapon for hunting, as if the Second Amendment's for hunting. And, you know, we're going to have new reasonable ways. And all the Republican leadership down the line, from Michael Savage to Bill Kristol, Rupert Murdoch, says it's time to ban semi-auto. So you got the whole establishment circling the wagons because they know there's a libertarian, constitutionalist, real conservative revolution that is going to overthrow the entire corrupt system. Now, I'm done ranting. I'm not going to go over our whole guest here, but 20 years he was Bay Area's top television meteorologist and science reporter. That's why he's such an expert to speak on this. His accolades include nearly 24 state regional awards for best weathercaster. I'm from the Associated Press, Radio, TV, Director Association, and a handful of Emmys, only a handful, and an award of merit from the National Education Association. He's been recognized by the state of California for assisting in the adoption of foster children through the organization Brian's Kids. 400 foster children were placed in permanent families from 1989 to 2001. He's hosted a two-hour evening talk radio show in 2009. His program became the highest rated on the station. Sussman was promoted to headline the KSFO morning show. I'm not going to read anymore. We got him here because he's an author and a meteorologist. Sir, good to have you join us. You got the floor. Tell us the state of the eco-fascist and give us a weather report on the enemy formations.
Alex, the first thing I have to say is this is my maiden voyage in your program, and I feel as if we're brothers from different mothers because we both became enlightened by the same book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. That's where the light went off for me in the early 80s. And quite frankly, that's why I ended up leaving network television, because the newscasts were obviously so biased and so controlled and so anti-liberty that I had to get out. So again, sir, it's a pleasure to be with you.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you. And I'm sorry I ran it for 5 minutes while you were on hold, but we got you on Skype a bit late. A breakdown from your deep research, who the environmental movement is, what their goal is, and again, the current state of their criminal takeover.
And it is a criminal takeover. There's no question about this. And this has been in the mix for a long time, Alex. When I wrote my book, Climategate, I was just trying to unfold the global warming scam in one easy-to-read book where people could get all the information they wanted. But when I was concluding Climategate, I realized, wait a second, it's not just global warming that's a scam. It's the entire environmental movement. So I started doing my research, just as you would do, and I started reading lots of stuff. And I'm a guy, I like to read Karl Marx and Frederick Engels because I want to know where the enemy is coming from. I came across something that Marx and Engels wrote in 1883. Now, as you know, your listeners know, your viewers know, these guys hated capitalism. They hated free markets. They hated private property rights. They came up with a scenario that capitalism is polluting the atmosphere, and that pollution could actually change the weather and change the climate and bring about another ice age, which would kill all human species. They proposed this in 1883. They thought if we can scare the hell out of them with weather, then we can get them onto our side, move them from capitalism, bring them over to socialism. And, Alex, the left hasn't left this scare tact ever since. It's not about clean air and clean water. The environmental movement is absolutely about control and changing the system, as Van Jones once said, changing the system from free markets and capitalism to socialism and tyranny.
Continue.
Well, you really have to take it from Karl Marx, who wrote all about this, to Vladimir Lenin, who first invoked all of this upon people. You know, Karl Marx and Frederick Engels wrote a lot about the environment. They believed that no one had a right to own any natural resource. They believed that the natural resources belonged to the state, just as they believed property belonged to the state, just as they believed that rights belonged to the state and would be issued by the state. So the first guy to take what they wrote and actually institute it was Vladimir Lenin. And his environmental policy, if you look at some of the things he wrote on land, on forests, on hunting, right on down the line, these were large papers that Vladimir Lenin wrote because he was quite the academic scholar. What we're doing in the United States of America basically mimics what Vladimir Lenin was doing in Russia in the early 1900s. We have gone so far away from property rights. We are demonizing anyone who happens to own a natural resource. To the point, Alex, we're now in the United States of America, the largest landowner for a long time has been the federal government. Our founders, prior to the Articles of Confederation, made it very clear the federal government should not own any land whatsoever except which was necessary for a small, limited government. Look what we've got today. Over 700 million acres of land owned and managed by the federal government. And now, President Obama on a tear to scoop up 1.6 million more acres of land. All of this for what? To control the resources, to keep us off the property, to destroy our farmers, to destroy our ranchers, to herd us into urban centers where we'll live like little hamsters and monitor our carbon footprint like an idiot would monitor.
Where they can control us. We got to go to break. He's author of Eco-Tyranny, best-selling author of Climategate, Again, The Greatest Hoax, all available at InfoWars.com. We're going to come right by evil capitalism, folks. Vote with your dollars. The communists and globalists take your money, give it to themselves, give it to their own media. We're going to come back and break down the world they want to build. Now they're announcing they're kicking people out of, quote, public lands. Why is that happening? We'll find out straight ahead.
For more than 6 years, I've talked on the air about creating a social network. PlanetInfoWars.com is in its beta phase. We're just launching it, and I want to invite all of you out there to be in on the ground level. Planet InfoWars is about people coming together, forming activist organizations, getting involved politically, hunting and fishing, gardening, dating. This is a place for people who love freedom to meet and to talk and to write and to post information. And I give you this pledge. We are not going to spy on you and sell your data to the New World Order. PlanetInfoWars.com is free, so people who love freedom can get together, connect with people who are awake and know what we're facing. Be active, organize, take action, go viral, create, contribute, resist, because resistance is victory. You are victory. It's waiting for you to breathe power into it. PlanetInfoWars.com.
We've all heard the phrase, don't judge a book by its cover. A wise saying for sure. Now apply that wisdom to nutrition. Don't judge milk by the animal. Camel milk, the best kept health secret ever. See for yourself at camelmilkforsale.com and look for the Summer Camel Milk Special. Loaded with health benefits far superior to other milk, camel milk has antibacterial, antiviral, and anti-tumor properties, is rich in B vitamins, and is 3 times higher in vitamin C than cow's milk. 10 times higher in iron. Plus, it contains 52 units of insulin-like proteins per liter, effectively lowering blood sugar levels. Many of our members testified that drinking camel milk reversed diabetes and greatly improved autism. Camel milk comes fresh or frozen from your trusted local family farm, shipped on dry ice to preserve freshness. Go to CamelMilkForSale.com now and look under products and pricing for the summer special with free bonus pints. That's CamelMilkForSale.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY. Or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Thank you for joining us. Short segment here, long segment coming up with our guest, Brian Sussman, best-selling author. We're carrying all his books on the eco-tyranny at InfoWarsShop.com if you want to support all of our work. But you may think you know it all. You can learn a lot in these well-written books. But more importantly, buy it and give it to somebody. Because They want the moral authority as a pretext. It has the communists and socialists wreck the countries they're in control of. They're not worried about real environmental issues. Here in Austin, they take property for the 20 years I live here from people, pay them nothing in some cases, and then give it to their friends to build on. I mean, I've been at smart growth meetings where they laugh at me when my camera is off and say, yeah, we're taking over. So I have found that at the upper levels, they know they're criminals. Just be clear. And it's an anti-human agenda. They want to reduce world population. It's a form of being conquered. And the quotes are all out there. I mean, so when we say they're diabolical, they're criminal, we're not joking around. Okay? And I'm showing a map from the Bureau of Land Management right now. Some states are upwards of 90%, like Nevada government. And guess what? They're trying to take the rest of the land. They are getting land all over the country. They're using taxpayer money to do it. And again, if you're a radio listener, I'm showing this on PrisonPlanet.tv. Going back to our guest, Brian, I mean, this is such a big subject, continuing with their tyranny, but I want to get into, from your perspective, where they are now, the way they've changed their guilt-based takeover.
Yeah, it is guilt-based, and you were really one of the first major voices to expose Agenda 21, and that's really what we're getting here. The agenda for the 21st century is crafted by the United Nations, specifically that mysterious character, Maurice Strong, who even conjured up the term sustainable development. So what they've been able to do, without assigning any treaties, they've made this soft law in the United States, and we have so many people that are beholden to whatever the UN wants to impose upon the people of the United States, that this agenda has wormed its way into every level of government in the United States, city, county, state, federal, etc. But again, this is all about control, and you just touched on one of the key points, population control. These are people who believe there are too many people on the planet, not enough resources for the planet, or at least that's what they say, Alex, because they throw out a lot of garbage which is designed to give them power. For example, in Agenda 21, they want to redefine consumption patterns. They want to redefine wealth. They want to change population patterns. Agenda 21 has came up with this phony baloney nonsense of green jobs or even smart meters and the smart grid and smart cities, as you just mentioned. So all of this comes from them. And again, it's all about changing the way in which we live and subjecting us to a form of tyranny.
You've written several books on this subject, and what is the most egregious thing you think they're pushing for right now worldwide?
Well, worldwide, if you talk to any of these people, and if you can just get them as you have done when your cameras are off. You know, it's interesting, when the cameras are off, they'll start talking. I've been able to do this on a number of occasions when my cameras are off. I've been able to do this on a number of occasions when I've been able to apply them maybe with a glass of wine or something like that. All of these environmentalists, Sierra Club, Nature Conservancy, you just name the group, they will all tell you at the end of the day there are too many people on the planet. So then I ask the question, so what do you want to do about that? How do you suggest we get rid of the people? Well, they always say birth control, and by that they mean abortion. But then I also ask them, well, what about a war? What about disease? Would you feel that that would be a proper way to expunge the planet of all these people? And it's interesting, they won't answer that question directly, because I believe these people, in a strange, diabolical way, they love disease. They love to see people killed in wars, because that's delivering the population, that's reducing the population of the planet.
Well, that's in State Department Memorandum 200. That is their policy.
Absolutely. And when you get them to talk honestly, they will articulate that, because you can look at Dave Foreman, the guy who started Earth First. You know, it's a radical terrorist eco-organization, a guy who's also on the board of the Sierra Club, the board of the Wilderness Society. He's a mainstream environmentalist, but he is a radical. This is a guy, you ask him, okay, so how many people should be on planet Earth? And he will look you right in the eye and say, well, probably 100 million. 100 million? So how are we going to get to that number without some kind of catastrophe taking place, and probably a designed and planned catastrophe if they were to have it their way?
What is 100 million out of 7 billion that we have now? That's 95%+, isn't it?
That's okay. That would be, you know, roughly a third of what we have here in the United States of America. And who are going to be the survivors, Alex? Listen, this again comes from the bowels of Karl Marx. Marx was a materialist. Marx believed that certain people were spit out of their mother's womb with a better brain than others, and those with the better brain have some sort of right or responsibility to rule over the rest of us, because the rest of us left to our own devices, Marx believed. would kill one another and destroy the planet.
Amazing. Stay there. We got to come back with that. Brian Sussman's actually read Marx and Engels. I have too, and Lenin. You should read it, all you that think communism is equality. Take so many. George Bernard Shaw, he said, if you don't work hard for the state, we're going to kill you. It's a bunch of control freaks ruling you. It's total slavery. We'll be back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex Jones here with a message to fellow freedom lovers. The prognosis for the entire planetary economic system runs from bad to worse. The globalist model is to shut down societies and starve patriots out until they acquiesce to the global takeover. That's why we've assembled the most vital and important preparedness items at InfoWarsShop.com. These are items that I did research on, that I personally use. We've got the Life Straw, so you can turn fetid water into safe water anywhere you go. The K-Tor hand crank generator to charge up key equipment during power outages or out in the field. Strategic Relocation, 3rd edition by Joel Skousen. When Disaster Strikes by Matthew Stein. TheraSafe, used by Homeland Security to protect yourself during any radiological event. Hand crank shortwave AM/FM radios. Everything that we've researched and found to be the best is available at InfoWarsShop.com, and your purchase makes our InfoWar possible. We're getting prepared. Are you? InfoWarsShop.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Take charge of your health. Get all-natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all-natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
You got it.
The transmission is coming to you.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
We got some good news for everybody. Just broke. Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations czar, that said, fine people. He said we could make it illegal to have conspiracy theories. But he said, or we could just fine them. He wrote that for Harvard and for the Chicago Business School. Two different papers. He wrote them in 2007 and 2008. And he's a total tyrant. He's an environmental, not wacko, but tyrant. Limbaugh calls them wackos. No, these are not wackos. Yeah, I mean, crazy like a fox, crazy like Lenin or Stalin or some other authoritarian. So, they know what they're doing. They're coming in and taking over society. That's what the Jacobins in the French Revolution took something bad and made it worse and tried to change the work week to 9 days a week, you know, with like 10 months a year. They tried to get rid of the family. Communism is really old, folks. Communism, it sounds crazy, but it's real. It comes out of the Illuminati, Luciferianism. That's even in mainline history books, but the average person hears that and goes, what? But the point is, this is what we're facing. This is eco-tyranny, and Brian Sussman joins us. Well, I'll give you more details of that Cass Sunstein info here in just a moment. We're printing the article off now, and we'll get it up at Infowars.com. But the book is Eco-Tyranny. In fact, all of his books on this subject are available now via WorldNet Daily Books at InfowarsShop.com. You can also call our office if you want to inquire about anything or order over the phone, 888-253-3139. And we don't have the luxury of taking billions of dollars in taxpayer money and giving it to MSNBC from the banker bailout. We actually fund ourselves by you deciding to buy the high-quality products that we promote here on air. You are our sugar daddy, folks. You are doing a mid-air refueling for the nightly news, the newspaper I'm coming out with, the films, the 15 million people we reach a week one way or another. We want to push that to 30 million. We want to go to the next level. We want to beat these people because that is about survival. I don't want my three children to be slaves. Now, Brian, we got cut off by that break. Continuing here, you were getting into communists and how they believe in elitism, and that's what they always create, is the most top-down, most impoverished, because it's designed to do that. And then you see the young college students, you know, with their doctor parents or their inventor parents, putting them into a $200,000, you know, college education, wearing Mao Zedong shirts. The trendies here in Austin go to, communist bars are everywhere. It's really cool to love communism, but when I see a red star, it's just as upsetting as a swastika. In fact, it killed a lot more people than the swastika, you know, than the banner of the swastika was used to kill.
There's no question about it. And again, people think it's really cool and, hey, we can do communism better. But again, the bottom line is when you look and study Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels, they were great wordsmiths. They were very deep thinkers, but they were nuts, diabolically so. And the left today and those in the hallowed halls of academia and those in the West Wing and then the Oval Office of the White House think they were the greatest things since sliced bread. I mean, a case in point with Marx and Engels, as materialists, they believe that the material in you and me, you know, the atoms and molecules were no different than the materials in a redwood tree or a snail. The only difference is those materials, the atoms and molecules, are just mixed or arranged differently. So therefore, we're all the same. You know, mankind, God forbid we would ever say that mankind is made in the image of God. They think that's absolute foolishness. So as a result, we're all on an equal plane. That's why they want to protect the other species, they say. But it's actually beyond that. They don't want to protect the other species. They want to discriminate against humans because they see us as the species that could kill all the rest. Therefore, we need rules, regulations, heavy-duty laws to keep us suppressed so the elite can rise to the top and rule the rest of us. Now, that mindset was, again, articulated by Karl Marx and Friedrich Engels in so many different papers, and it is believed wholeheartedly by the left in America and the world to this day.
Continue breaking down where the environmental fascists are right now. I mean, recap for folks that don't remember play-by-play what happened at the whole Climategate thing, how big a defeat that was for them, and then what they're doing since. Because I know they haven't given up. They've redoubled their efforts. They've lost the culture war worldwide. All the polls show it, just like with guns they have. But they don't care. They're just, in fact, I've seen them, to answer my own question, hundreds of articles saying, we're authoritarian. We want green fascism. Those are quotes in The Guardian. We're going to make you at gunpoint. We're too stupid to accept their communist utopia.
Well, you keep track of everything. So you saw this quote, no doubt, from Senator John Kerry. He said, climate change over the last few years has regrettably lost credibility in the eyes and ears of the American people. So now he wants to try to convince Americans that climate change is as dangerous as the possibility of war. You're right, Alex. They're totally losing the argument because people are now using their own brains to look at the fact to realize if you're going to have global warming, you'd better have global warming. Now, Al Gore can't disagree with this. There's been no global warming whatsoever. I'm speaking here as a meteorologist since 1998. There's been none. In fact, over the last 18 to 24 months, the temperature has slightly dropped. If you look at all the warming that's taken place since 1950, That would be 0.7 degrees Celsius, just a little over a degree Fahrenheit. This is a fact they hate, Alex. 88% of that warming occurred before 1940. The 1930s, hottest decade on record, period. Can't deny it. That's just the way it is. 22 of our now 50 states had their all-time record high temperatures in the 1930s. So what do they try to do? They try to scare us with all of these various – the latest one at the Rio conference was the extinction of species. See, it's gone beyond climate change. Now they're saying, wait, mankind's influence and interference on the planet is going to wipe out all the species. They're desperate to win this argument because, as you articulated at the very beginning of this broadcast, this is their hook. Using the environment to put forward this brave new world, which is more in keeping with Marx than it ever was with Madison.
And I saw the White House chef was at a big global meeting last week and said, in the future, you won't be allowed to even eat regular food. We're going to have big vats that chemical companies produce, and then we will feed you that. And then you learn that Brave New World, written by Aldous Huxley, his brother Julian Huxley, was a eugenicist who founded modern transhumanism and was a huge anti-human environmentalist. And that's why Huxley, before he died in 62, spoke at Berkeley and said, no, this is what we're really planning. And that's why we see the top environmental professors in the last year say, we need to cut your food off and have the state genetically engineer you so you eat less to save the earth. I mean, it's so fantastical until you realize they're really trying to do it. I mean, these people are control freak lunatics.
Yeah, and again, they're not wackos. These people are diabolically clever, and they're putting this plan forward. And again, so good are they that they've been able to work their way into every facet of government planning at the city level, the county level, the state level, and certainly at the federal level. And you see this. You mentioned, for example, the smart growth. I came onto this whole smart thing, just like you, I read all these energy bills. 2005 energy bill signed by George W. Bush. I saw something in there called direct response technology, and I'm thinking, I've never heard of that before. I thought I knew a lot. I don't know what that is, so I did my research. Direct response technology is the smart meter, which is being attached to millions of houses nationwide. The smart meter, of course, monitors your usage of electricity minute by minute so that the utility company can charge you now more during peak periods of usage, as they like to say. The smart meter will be connected to the home area network, which is under development here in the San Francisco Bay Area by a number of companies, including Google.
And all of the new appliances spy on you and tie into it, and it's all unified as a global system. They admitted it was to be used to control the temperature. When we got mad, they said it was a conspiracy theory. Now they've taken the old airport in Austin and are creating a whole community that's like a prison where you drive in and I'm sorry, go ahead. It's just they're totally remaking society and creating artificial environments where we're dependent on them and live in panopticon surveillance systems. It's like a science fiction nightmare.
And you're right. The home area network will be connected to your Energy Star appliance. Now, folks, what Alex just said is absolutely true. The Energy Star appliances all have the ability to be remotely controlled, turned off and off by a third party. They're all set up that way. So the idea is once the smart grid is in effect, which has, of course, been funded by the stimulus, once that's in effect, it will have broadband capability to talk to your house once this is all set up. And you'll literally be able to have some bureaucrat somewhere. Let's say a hundred degree day in Austin when there's supposedly a power shortage. This bureaucrat's going to say, well, look at Alex's house. My gosh, he's got a 60-inch big screen watching the ball game. And what is this? He's doing a load of laundry in the middle of the afternoon. It's 100 degrees outside. Okay, 60-inch big screen, turn it off.
And they've said that while they're shutting down our power plants to make sure there's a shortage, and then they admit this is their plan, and then we come and say, don't do this. Take the CIA director 2 months ago. He admitted all the new appliances have bugs spying on you, the cell phones, the washing machines, the now drones, everything remote control, tracking you, listening to you, watching you. It makes 1984 look like freedom.
And again, this is all designed to control us. So, you know, here in California, we're going balls to the wall on this. Everything that I just described to you in terms of the take over the farms, take over the ranches, turning it all back to nature, herding us into urban hubs, making us dependent on mass transit, having us monitor our carbon footprint like an idiot would monitor his belly button. All of this has been legislated in California. This is all legislated. We're moving forward, and they've done it in such a way, Alex, that it's almost virtually impossible to stop at this point in time, because they want California to be the green utopia, the model for the rest of the world.
That's right. It's the command base to bring down the U.S. economy, and then as it implodes, they take our tax money, and then the only way you can operate is under them. You can't hardly buy appliances now that don't have all the spy tech in them. Then, of course, your wife wants the newest thing. All of it, and it's not the technology's bad. It's that criminal backdoors are mandated globally. I mean, it's so huge, and it's so evil, and as you said, how do we stop it? I mean, I'm going to send a camera crew down there next week here in Austin. They've taken over the middle of the city. They're not selling it off to developers or anybody. It's a giant concentration camp where you opt in to live under total surveillance, and then they give you a Chevy Volt paid for, and you're the new model. I mean, it's like a Mars invasion or something.
Yeah, and again, at the end of the day, they're taking away our choices because they want us to be dependent on them. I mean, another crock is the rooftop solar, which are being employed all over the United States through subsidies that people are able to easily get to make it more affordable to put one of these arrays on your home. The biggest misnomer is that you're suddenly independent of the grid. No, you're not. Those solar arrays feed into the grid. If there's a power outage, your power goes off just like everyone else.
Now, let's be clear. They will not give you the incentive to build it yourself. And many city inspectors will not approve your own system, that you must be hooked into the Borg.
Absolutely. And why? Because they want us to be dependent upon them. And again, where is this all coming from? I mean, they see solar as, okay, it's a renewable energy source. I understand all that. I get it. I understand that Albert Einstein won a Nobel Prize for solar, the photovoltaic solar. I get all that. But at the end of the day, these are people who demonize any company that dares make a profit off of a natural resource. And so that's why they hate, for example, coal companies, natural gas companies, oil companies, etc. And that's why they're trying to control solar power, which, by the way, I think could be wonderful if the government would just get out of the way and let solar be controlled by the free market.
Exactly. Expanding on that, all over the country, they're arresting Amish. They're arresting people buying their own milk. They're arresting people selling peaches on the side of the highway. They're going after swap meets. This is not a joke. $15 million federal fines for a garage sale that sells a recalled product even 10 years later. That's Fox News. If you don't believe me, look it up, folks. We can put it on screen for people watching at prisonplanet.tv, but radio listeners, look it up. This is all so off the charts. I know normal people go, this can't be true. But it is true. Tyranny is always over the top. I mean, that's the whole point. But what about Oregon? 30 days in jail for collecting your own rainwater for a garden. They're now announcing, I guess, horticulture is illegal. All over the country, they're showing up saying, I don't care if you have a 100-year-old hand-dug well at your farm. We are going to put a meter on that. I mean, this is bondage.
Yeah, and Alex, I mean, consider concerning the ranchers and the farmers, one of the things I put in the back of Eco-Tyranny was the document that I know you've seen. I was one of the first guys to find out about this from a friend of mine who used to work in the Interior Department and no longer does. She saw 3 pages of this 21-page document and turned me on to tracking it down. And in 2010, I found it. This is a plan by Barack Obama's Department of Interior. I put it in the back of the book, complete with some mastermind's scribblings and notes. But this is a plan to take over 1.6 million acres of land in the United States of America, much of it owned by private individuals, buy it with taxpayer money, get rid of the farms on the land, get rid of the ranches on the land, and make this land even inaccessible to just private citizens. They're bragging about in this document that there will be no visitor centers because they want this off limits.
Oh, no, they're already saying you can't swim at public beaches. I went to the U.S. seashore. They got a bunch of them, but where I've been since I was a child a few months ago, and police harassed us and everyone else there coming up and bossing us about the earth, and they just kept showing up so many times I finally blew up at them. And I mean, they hate us. They hate us. I mean, they're cult members.
They picked the wrong guy. They picked the wrong guy to talk to. I would have loved to have been there to see that. But Alex, it's no laughing matter. I know here in the San Francisco Bay Area, what they're doing in so many ways, shapes, and forms is using private organizations, non-governmental organizations, charitable organizations to buy up property. They buy up the property, and then they get as close as they can to federal land. And once they connect this private property that they've been able to purchase with federal land, then they can turn it over to the federal government and say, hey, here's a gift for you. Federalize.
And then that's used as a tentacle to take over the next land, claiming you're a buffer on it. It's just how the communists would take over a country and then use it in the exploitation phase against the next. They operate like a cancer.
Yes, and that's exactly what they've done. Just as a small example, they're doing this all over the country, but it started with Alcatraz Island. It was called the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and then all these green groups started buying up land. And in a couple decades, they now have 60,000 acres of land that they gave to the government. It's now called the Golden Gate National Recreation Area, and it's over 60,000 acres in size. There's a 2,700-page plan on how to use this property. And listen to this. Hundreds of pages are dedicated to keeping dogs off the property because the environmentalists see dogs as an invasive species.
Oh, wait. Stay there. You live out there, but I even saw it in the San Francisco Chronicle 5 years ago. All that land they took across the Golden Gate, it was going to be a park. They don't let regular people in, and all the bureaucrats live there in their own private duchy. Stay there. An amazing interview. I want to hold him over to the next hour if he can do it.
This is Alex Jones with 5 good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number 1, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number 2, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number 3, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number 4, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number 5, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Let's keep preparedness simple. Do you need stuff for disasters? Of course you do. For over 15 years, DisasterStuff.com has, well, stuff for disasters. See? Easy to remember. DisasterStuff.com. Want free shipping on a new Berkey water filter? DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. Lots of folks want an EMP Faraday bag to protect sensitive electronics during a solar or nuclear event. Now for a limited time, all survival gear purchases over $75 include a free 8x8-inch EMP Faraday bag. Just enter promo code EMPBAG when you check out at DisasterStuff.com. We're also a Country Living Grain Mill authorized dealer. Plus, we offer freeze-dried foods by Alpine Air and Wise Foods. We also carry emergency kits, survival seeds, and much more. Preparedness should be simple, and it is. Just remember, DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promise to get- get to your calls with our guest, but I've hogged the time. So we're going to keep him 20 minutes the next hour. He's been gracious to do that. We're going to open the phones up starting in like 6-7 minutes when we start the next hour. The toll-free number to join us on this subject, and it's a big one, is 800-259-9231. Your horror stories. I mean, I've seen cases of people having their land taken because a puddle was on it, and they'd owned the land for 50 years. I mean, these are vicious authoritarians who just need some excuse as a cover. And we're in trouble. We may not be able to stop it because this is organized crime. Here in Austin, and I've done whole shows on it over the last, 17 years, Smart Growth. They would take people's 5,000-acre ranches, people that had land forever, out in Southwest Travis. They'd say, it's going to be an environmental preserve. They take it. 4 or 5 years later, they take the restrictions off, and the city council people are suddenly basically by special banks given the land. And I mean, it is so criminal. And then they build shopping malls on it, you name it. These are diabolical people, okay? They are diabolical. And then they just use these mainline communists as the ones that clamor for it. But in the final equation, it's really just super sophisticated Al Capones. Eco-tyranny, Brian Sussman, everybody should read this book. It's available at InfoWarsShop.com, or you can call 888-253-3139 to get it. Also get Rosa Corey's book, Agenda 21, Behind the Green Mask. Get out to everybody you know. And so many shitty people aren't criminals, but the hype they get behind it with these nonprofit groups that come in and get behind the politicians if they'll accept it. Brian, I want to talk about that before we go to break and take calls. We got about 5 minutes here. From your research as a meteorologist, weather guy fighting these guys out in California, how do we stop? It's just serfdom. It's feudalism. They're the environmental gods. They have rights to property. We don't. They make the decision. How do we defeat an organized crime syndicate that operates as a religion?
It is like a religion, Alex. There's no question. And by the way, the religious element to this started in the United Nations, and Al Gore and Mikhail Gorbachev were used by the environmental by the United Nations in the 80s. I should say in the
90s. Yeah, the Presidio. You're right there at their main cult base.
It's amazing. I mean, Nancy Pelosi brokered a deal for Mikhail Gorbachev. He was a communist. He is a communist. To get some of the most pristine, prestigious, most expensive, beautiful real estate in the United States for his quote-unquote Green Cross.
Where they started the UN. They started the UN there.
Yes, and so the whole idea was Mikhail Gorbachev claims to be this big environmentalist. No, he's just like they've been doing since Karl Marx and Frederick Engels in 1883. They're using environmental crises, mostly imagined, in order to put forward their agenda because they feel that that's the best way to get people to bend to their wishes, scare them with pollution.
How do we beat these? How do we beat just flaming criminals?
It's so tough, Alex, because they've been so diabolical in the way they've instilled this. Here in the San Francisco Bay Area, they're giving us a chance to voice our concern regarding Agenda 21 being launched in the San Francisco Bay Area. But in order to defeat it, we would literally have to get every city council to vote against it. So they've been able to spread us out. So we're fighting the battles out here, but man, we're fighting so many battles at once, and they've made it that way on purpose. So other than electing people like Ron Paul and Rand Paul and Tom McClintock and several others into Congress in order to reverse this thing, I'm just telling you, this is a very strong uphill battle.
We're a rich country. Criminals figured out a great scam to take over. And people say, well, why do they work 40 years to get this? They were collecting money from well-meaning people the whole time, building their criminal operations, getting old ladies to sign their land over to them. I mean, just incredible filth. The criminal viciousness of these people. I mean, I keep using that term because they are vicious mafia trash. I mean, people talk about Scientology, being this organized thing. Folks, this is a billion times bigger than that. We'll be right back.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Alex Jones here with a very important announcement for truth seekers. We've carried a lot of amazing films and books over the years on the online video bookstore at InfoWars.com. And out of all the titles we've carried, one stands out because it is just so chillingly convincing. And that's Dreams from My Real Father by Joel Gilbert, available at InfoWars.com. This film exposes the fraud that Obama is like nothing I've seen. If you want to know who Obama's real daddy is, this is the film for you. Don't forget, your purchase supports our broadcast and our growing media network. You'll also find at InfoWarsShop.com, None Dare Call a Conspiracy by Gary Allen, the book that woke me up. We're also carrying Behind the Green Mask, UN Agenda 21, by Rosa Corey. This book is coffin nails to the globalist takeover. The Greater Good, the most professional and up-to-date film I've ever seen, exposing the scourge that is vaccines. These titles and a lot more are all available at InfoWarsShop.com.